Utah's egg industry is being recognized by the State Department of Agriculture and Food because of the quality of the product and the number of eggs produced.
We have white chickens and we have brown chickens. People are surprised to know that generally a white chicken lays a white egg and a brown chicken lays a brown egg.
This is Cliff Lillywhite. He co-owns and is the president of Oakdale Egg Farm. Oakdale Farm was founded more than a century ago when Cecil Woodward was gifted 10 chickens as a wedding gift. Today, Oakdale Egg Farms raises egg-producing poultry in Utah, Idaho, and Washington states, which are then sold in 11 other states. Oakdale Egg Farm is just one of the egg producers here in Utah that has contributed to Utah's record egg production of 1.5 billion eggs back in 2018. And to celebrate, Governor Gary Herbert declared November 1st Utah Egg Producer Day.
That was a lot of fun. The Commissioner of Agriculture was there, and he invited three chef blogger type people there to bring a variety of deviled eggs that they had made. Apparently, it was National Deviled Egg Day. I didn't know there was such a thing, but they made some really, really nice-looking deviled eggs, and the Commissioner of Agriculture ate some of them to get us started in it.
The day of an egg producer starts early, when the chickens are laying their eggs. Inspections of equipment are done by USDA inspectors before processing begins.
Then they put in cartons according to how much they weigh. So a large egg weighs 24 ounces, a medium is 18. You go up above that, an extra large is 27 ounces, and a jumbo is 30 ounces.
Egg production contributes an estimated $75 million to Utah's economy. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst. This story was written and produced by our ag reporter, Kaylee Foster.